This is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. We are here with your hourly news starting now. A 33-year-old Imlay City man remains in critical condition after his Chevrolet Equinox rear-ended a converted military-style truck Thursday evening in Goodland Township. According to the Lapeer County Sheriff's Office, the collision happened on Brown City Road, just north of Kohler Road, around 6 p.m. The Equinox became partially wedged under the Stewart Stephen truck, which was hauling crops, before veering off the roadway and striking a tree. Firefighters had to free the driver from the wreckage using hydraulic tools. He was first taken to McLaren Lapeer Region and later transferred to Corwell Health Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. The 31-year-old driver of the military vehicle, also from Imlay City, was not hurt. Deputies said the larger truck had working taillights and displayed a slow-moving vehicle emblem. Investigators do not believe speed or alcohol were factors. The sheriff's office continues to investigate with assistance from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is reminding residents to stay alert for scams this holiday season as part of her office's ongoing consumer protection campaign. This week's alerts focus on payment app fraud, online shopping pitfalls, and the grandparent scam, alongside Facebook marketplace safety and deceptive dropshipping websites. Nessel urged shoppers to verify sellers, use trusted apps, and avoid impulse purchases driven by emotional appeals. By slowing down and being cautious, Michiganders can better protect themselves and their wallets this holiday season, she said. The Department of the Attorney General is sharing weekly scam warnings through its new social media account, Michigan Consumer Protection, at MI Consumer Watch, on Facebook, Instagram, X, and LinkedIn. The United States gained a decent 64,000 jobs in November, but lost 105,000 in October, as federal workers departed after cutbacks by the Trump administration. The government said in delayed reports that the unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, the highest since 2021. Both the October and November job creation numbers released Tuesday by the Labor Department came in late because of the 43-day federal government shutdown. Hiring has clearly lost momentum, hobbled by uncertainty over President Donald Trump's tariffs and the lingering effects of the high interest rates. The Federal Reserve has engineered in 2022 and 2023 to rein in an outburst of inflation. A military statement from Iowa officials confirms that two U.S. soldiers and one American civilian interpreter from the state were among those killed in a recent attack in Syria, as families and local leaders prepare memorial observances honoring their service. In ongoing Russia-Ukraine peace efforts, U.S. officials met with President Volodymyr Zelensky for another round of talks, discussing proposed security guarantees for Kiev as part of a framework aimed at ending nearly 4 years of large-scale and long-term conflict. And we will be right back after your weather from Russ Murley.
We're in between two frontal boundaries this afternoon with two warm fronts approaching from the west and one moving